What is a school class, and what is it for? This is a question that should only be answered by example, because creating a definition will enable liars to manipulate unsuspecting students. I will give you a definition anyway, but only for this poem's sake, and I didn't even try to put any effort in it. It is a set of honest, authentic, precious and lovely lectures that lead to a lifelong and profound positive change in a student's life. But I repeat, this question should only be answered by example. Liars will use weasel words and trick students into thinking something is profound when it really isn't. This is an ongoing problem. For an example of this kind of fraud, consider the religions that abuse or prey on the trusting and the loving and the unsuspecting, those who are looking for friends, for family, for kinship. And also note the size of their enterprise and how many people dip into the profits, important part of which are tax exemptions. Global organized fraud is not only real, but an everyday fact that people accept by merely being born into a world with such a strange idea. You will find curiosity and fascination to be the driving force behind learning and real education. The standardized curriculum that forces people into subjects that they are not interested in is merely a fraudulent attempt at taking unsuspecting students' money. Oftentimes, schools evolve to be so good at it, so cunning, that even the smartest of us have long been taken advantage of and will do everything to refuse to believe it. I repeat, the question, what is a college course or a school class, can only be defined by example. Let me give you three such examples. My first example is art, or digital painting, to be precise. By starting with a program that allows stretching a semi-transparent reference image over the entire canvas, such as Krita, the student is not burdened with the questionable idea of hand-eye coordination that can only lead to slightly crooked paintings, and is granted access to the perfect shape and color, thus is ready to create hyper-realistic art on their first lecture. This is called the kindling of the soul, and not filling of the vessel. We have lost so many artists to fraudulent lectures that if we knew, our hearts would break. Second example is 3D modeling and 3D printing. This is one thing, not two separate topics. It is trivial and fascinating to loop cut or subdivide and extrude the cube. But the student truly, fully appreciates this form of art the moment they assemble their own printer and are then able to hold their precious creation in the palm of their hand. This is called providing students with real results. When a student is not provided with real results, it is called fraud. Initially, my third example was going to explain how to learn mathematics with the use of programming languages, and underscore that the programming language is a simpler and more consistent way of explaining mathematical concepts. I wanted to explore the subjects of using boilerplate code and a visual programming environment such as Node-RED to get the students into the more important parts of code and not bother them with trivialities that they can figure out on their own by reading some documentation. It is worth mentioning that I was going to break down web programming into programming command line utilities, writing custom code editors, easily building HTTP servers, working on client side, probably with web components, and explain writing cross-platform browser plugins and phone apps. In the process, revealing the single language that can handle it all rather well. And I'll just note here that it is called modern JavaScript. But there is something more important. A class about growing up to bring the world closer together. It is not humanities, sociology or psychology, or even the mother of all sciences, philosophy. This class is just called growing up. There are viruses in our culture, in the culture of every nation, strange and incredibly stupid ideas and rituals, and toxic things that all too many have accepted as normal. We have to talk about simple mistakes that everyone seems to make, that often have profoundly negative consequences, and simply prevent the students from ever ending up in those situations. This type of class or course in a free school that is globally accessible to all will help the world grow wiser and more peaceful. Today, we are neither teaching the correct classes, nor do we consider that each student learns in a unique sequence and at a different pace, or time of day even. Schools are so broken that even grades are fake. Modern schools do not seem to care that students cannot learn by repetition and memorization, that they can only learn by understanding and comprehending. Schools have misunderstood the magnificence of the human mind, and that we are all extremely intelligent and geniuses in more ways than we can even recognize. But most importantly, schools have failed to recognize that to grow up means to grow all the way up. Finally, the purpose of a real school class is to help the world come together in peace and in knowledge, wisdom, and greatness.